This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing scientific breakthroughs, breakthroughs that are touching our lives, that are going to shape the destiny of the human race. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to be part of the fun, pick up the phone and call that magic number. Call the number 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. Ask a question, make a comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Or send me email. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And there's some people out there who are a little bit shy and don't want to get on national radio with your sound, but are willing to send me a question. And so I will be answering some of the emails. I will be answering some of the listener phone calls in this hour of Science Fantastic. And while you're at my website, check out some of my books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, The Future of the Space Program. Some people think that we're now entering the second golden age of space exploration. The first golden age, well, we won that by beating the Russians, but there was no vision. There was no guidance. There was no North Star to guide our work other than beat the Russians, beat the Russians. Well, once we beat the Russians, we realized the cost was enormous and we gave it up. Billions of dollars wasted because we didn't have a thought through vision for space exploration. Well, now we have Silicon Valley billionaires filling in the gap. Elon Musk of SpaceX talks about creating a multi-planet species. He says that life is simply too dangerous to put on the planet Earth. Why not have other branches of humanity in space? And the richest man on Earth, Jeff Bezos, he has a new vision. And that vision is to make the Earth into a garden. Think about that. The Earth is a celestial garden, and all the polluting industries are put into outer space. Think about that. The Earth as a celestial park. That's the vision of the richest man in the world. And these people are just not dreamers. They're putting their money, hard-earned cash, billions of dollars, invested in a new fleet of rockets without a dime from the U.S. taxpayers. You know, several months ago, the internet lines were burning up because Elon Musk launched a new rocket from Cape Canaveral. Now, you may say to yourself, ho-hum, why should I care? That rocket was seen by millions around the world. Thousands lined up the streets of Cape Canaveral to watch the launching of that rocket because it was a moon rocket. For the first time in 50 years, a new moon rocket blasted off from the very same launch pad that launched our astronauts to the moon back in 1969. Think about that. The Falcon Heavy, a Falcon Heavy rocket fully capable of going all the way around the moon with a capsule containing our astronauts. And not to be outdone, NASA has its moon rocket, the SLS booster rocket, which is going to send a capsule, the Orion capsule, around the moon sometime around December of next year. And so some people think that we are, in fact, entering a new age of space exploration. Costs are dropping. Excitement is rising. And maybe the public will realize that, hey, a new generation of rockets can take us to the moon, Mars, and beyond. In fact, that's a new presidential directive. Last December, President Donald Trump issued a presidential directive, Space Policy Directive Number 1, which says our goal is the moon, then Mars, and beyond, perhaps the asteroid belt. And just think about that. NASA for 50 years has been essentially the agency to nowhere. Of course, it sent probes to the planets. We're all grateful for that. But humans have not been beyond Earth orbit. Now, some people have seen the movie Armageddon, and they think that if we're threatened by a killer asteroid, we'll just send Bruce Willis into outer space. Wrong. The space shuttle has been phased out. In fact, the space shuttle didn't even have the power to reach deep space. We would be a sitting duck, if a piece of rock from outer space was headed our direction. So think about that. Anyway, that's the subject of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, now a New York Times bestseller. And my other books include Physics of the Impossible, talking about the possibility of time travel. What does it mean if you can go backwards in time and kill yourself before you're born? Think about that. What does it mean if you could wrap time into a pretzel? Think of all the paradoxes that you could create if you could do that. Well, I talk about this and other developments in my book, Physics of the Impossible. And in The Future of the Mind, I talk about the future of the Internet. Did you know that we can now send memories on the Internet? That's right, memories. Pretty soon we'll send emotions on the Internet. Teenagers will go crazy. Instead of sending email messages with happy faces at the end of every sentence, they'll send the emotion as well. And so in other words, in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls and we're going to answer your emails because you can be part of the march of science. Why should we scientists have all the fun? You can be part of the fun by calling 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens. I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering how possible you think it is to go subatomic, like a person being able to shrink down to the subatomic level, like in the movie Ant-Man, because I really like that movie. Have a great day. Like your station a lot. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. And yeah, when I was a kid, there was a movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man, where a man shrunk himself and he had to fight off bugs and insects. And of course, these bugs were gigantic in size. And then you had Disney movies, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. And we may ask ourselves a simple question. Is it possible that we can really shrink ourselves? And in fact, Matt Damon was recently in a movie where he downsized himself and the cost of living dropped dramatically because his food bill, his electricity bill, his water bill was almost nothing. So is it possible to shrink things? Well, the short answer is no. Sorry about that. And why is that? Well, first of all, what are we made of? Believe it or not, we are made out of nothing. That's right, nothing. Most of our body is a pure vacuum. And if you don't believe me, we do this experiment for our physics students. We get a piece of uranium and then put a Geiger counter behind your back, behind the uranium. And the Geiger counter registers radiation as if you're not there at all, as if you're made out of nothing. Because your atoms are basically empty. That's right. Your atoms are basically empty. Now, if your atoms are basically empty, so we're basically made out of nothing between the atoms and between the electrons and neutrons, protons, then why can't we shrink us? Well, the reason is quantum mechanics. It turns out that quantum mechanics set distances, like the distance to the hydrogen atom, and they cannot be changed by any known law of physics. So sorry about that. Honey, we're not going to be able to shrink the kids anytime soon. However, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And ask your question and get on national radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's a chance for you to get to the phones and call that number, 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And also, if you're too shy to have your voice heard on national radio, you can email me a question. Go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I'm all about. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 650,000 people on Twitter. And find out what all the excitement is about. Why should we scientists have all the fun? Why can't you have some fun, too, by calling 612-564-8135? Well, the previous phone call actually raised a bunch of physics questions. He asked a question about whether or not you can shrink people, and for that matter, whether you can expand people, and what would it be like if we can somehow become Ant-Man? Well, when I was a kid, I used to love watching the movies like Them. In that movie, ants became the size of a house. They were mutated. And the question I asked myself as a kid is that possible that an ant can become the size of a house? Or what about King Kong? Or what about the incredible 50-foot woman? These are some of the movies that I saw when I was a kid. But now I'm a physicist. And now I realize that, well, it makes for great cinema, but they're not physically possible. And in fact, the laws of physics actually change when you scale something up. For example, many people think that if an ant were the size of a house, then the ant could pick up the house. Just like ants can pick up a leaf many times bigger than its own weight. So if ants can do that, if you scale up an ant to the size of a house, then the ant would be able to pick up a house, just like in the movie Them. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. You see, if I take an animal and I double its size, So instead of being 1 foot long, it's now 2 feet long. It weighs more. How much more? It weighs 8 times more. Not just double the weight. When you scale up an animal so that it's double in size, it weighs 8 times more, not 2 times more, because you have to go by the volume. The volume that we learned when we were in elementary school goes as the cube of the radius. But how much stronger is the animal by doubling its size? It's only 4 times stronger, because strength goes as the cross-sectional area of your muscles, and the cross-sectional area goes as the square of the radius. In high school, we learned that the area of a square is pi r squared. And so if you double the size of an animal, it is 8 times heavier, but only 4 times stronger. So in other words, the animal becomes weaker, proportionally speaking, as you scale it up. What am I getting to? The fact that if I take an ant and I scale it up to the size of a house, its legs will break. The ant would not be able to walk at all because the legs are spindly in size. The legs are 4 times bigger if you scale it by 2, but it weighs 8 times more. And that's why King Kong is also not possible. King Kong, instead of terrorizing New York City, its legs would break. Its legs would break as soon as it took the first step. Now, that's also the reason why figure skaters are so tiny. Have you ever met a figure skater up close? Maybe you've been to Disney on Ice or something. You realize that they are very tiny people. Why? Because the smaller you are, the stronger you get, proportionally speaking, okay? That's why little children who are 15 years old win the gold medal in figure skating. If you're very tiny, a tiny girl, you dominate the figure skating world because you're proportionally stronger than a huge hulking guy who has all that mass, all the bones that he has to lug around. While if you're a 15-year-old girl, you fall to the floor, you just pick yourself up. Now, if you're a big hulking mass and you fall to the floor, you break your leg because your legs are not proportionally stronger. And so, in other words, King Kong is not possible. Them, that is gigantic ants, are not possible because the laws of physics are not the same when you double things in size or reduce things by half. Also, if you saw the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, they shrink down to the size of an ant, and they meet things like water droplets. Now, think about it for a moment. A water droplet that an ant would see looks like a hemisphere of water. That's because surface tension is also not scale invariant. Surface tension also increases when you scale things down. That's why an ant would see a drop of water is a gigantic hemisphere. Now, of course, a hemisphere of water in our world would very rapidly splash and it would essentially be wiped out. But for a tiny ant, that's not true. For a tiny ant, a drop of water looks like a gigantic hemisphere. And if the ant were to stick its legs inside the hemisphere, it would be stuck. Because surface tension is also not scale invariant. And that's why sometimes when you put a little piece of sugar in liquid form on a table, ants will come, because it's sugar, and they'll get stuck. In fact, they'll die, stuck inside the honey-like consistency, because the laws of physics are not the same when you scale things up or scale things down. So in other words, in the movie Downsizing with Matt Damon, when you downsize a human, you find all sorts of bizarre things happening when you get smaller and smaller. If you get bigger and bigger, you get weaker and weaker. Your legs will break as soon as you try to take a walk if you're the size of King Kong. However, if you are the size of an ant, then proportionally speaking, you become Ant-Man. And Ant-Man, of course, is a superhero. So if, and this is a big if you could reduce yourself in size, you would become superhuman. But, hey, you can't do it. According to the laws of quantum mechanics, the size of an atom is fixed. Sorry about that. You cannot shrink an atom no matter how hard you try. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor Kaku. My name is Noreen, and I'm calling from San Jose, California. I listen to your YouTube channel and have a question for you regarding time travel. If according to the law of physics, time traveling is possible, what if we have right now people who time travel from future, like year 3000 or 4000 to our time? They should be advanced enough to figure out how to do it, and we should have met them by now. What do you think about that? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question, the very same question that was asked by my late colleague, Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking said that, well, maybe time travel is not possible because where are the tourists from the future? He said that the living room should be full of tourists from the future who want to take a picture of the great scientist Stephen Hawking, but he doesn't see them. So, well, maybe time travel is not possible. And one time, as a joke, he had a party. However, he didn't invite anyone to the party. He said, tomorrow I'm going to have a party. But he didn't invite anyone because he said to himself, in the future, I'm going to invite people. And they're going to have time machines, and they'll go backwards in time because they know I had a party. And so he waited for people to show up from the future. Well, nobody showed up from the future. So in other words, maybe they didn't get an invitation in the future to go backwards in time to meet Stephen Hawking. So you ask a very interesting question. Where are the future people? Well, there's several ways of analyzing this question. The simplest way is to say that time travel is not possible, but that's too easy because Einstein's equations do allow for time travel. Einstein said that time is a river, but the river of time can have whirlpools, and the river of time can fork into two rivers, in which case you can actually go backwards in time. Einstein himself realized that. Well, let's take another short commercial break, and after the break, I'll talk about, why don't people from the future visit us if they're that advanced and they have time machines? We'll answer that question in a moment. But you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccinated adults are being hospitalized during the Omicron surge. However, they are also less likely to have a severe illness or die. That's according to a new CDC analysis of a hospital in Los Angeles that found that there were more hospitalizations during Omicron compared to the Delta variant, but vaccinated adults had a lower likelihood of being admitted to the ICU. Snow, ice, and rain are hitting the East Coast as it's the latest region to deal with this week's winter storm. Meanwhile, record cold temperatures now hitting parts of the South, including Texas. Texas officials are confident the power grid is performing well during the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying peak demand was at 69,000 megawatts Friday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden on Friday did a victory lap after the United States added about 467,000 jobs in January, exceeding expectations and more than twice the amount of jobs added in December. But many Americans are still feeling the weight of inflation and high gas prices. White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese joins Fox News to weigh in on domestic and international oil production.
Well, oil production is increasing here domestically because the market is driving that, and when prices go up, then production goes up as well. The challenge internationally is that we don't have a competitive international market because we have a cartel in OPEC who sets supply constraints, and they need to actually deliver on the supply commitments that they have made.
A winter storm causing havoc for airlines. Over 3,400 flights were canceled on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us if you call 612-564-8135 and leave your name, the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question, a very profound question that my colleague Stephen Hawking asked himself many times. And that is, where are the people from the future? If time travel is possible, maybe not today, but if time travel is possible in the future, then perhaps our descendants will have gone backwards in time to visit their illustrious ancestors, i.e. us, and they should be taking pictures of us. They should be shaking our hands. So why not time travel? Well, ever since Stephen Hawking made that comment years ago, many scientists have come up with their own private theories. One possibility is that maybe they have visited us, except after visiting us, they realize that we're a bunch of fools in the past with nothing to offer them, and they just get bored. I mean, let's say you have a time machine, and you go back to watch the dinosaurs. But after watching the dinosaurs have lunch a few million times, you get bored. I mean, they don't talk back to you. You can't have an interesting conversation with a dinosaur. It's the same old dumb dinosaur having breakfast. And you say to yourself, I'm not learning anything. This is not exciting. So maybe time travelers from the future have already visited us. But they simply said to themselves, humans are not worth visiting again. I mean, after all, if they went backwards in time and watched television and witnessed the Cardassians, they would be convinced there's no intelligent life on the Earth. Nope, next planet. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is that maybe they do come back to the past, but they're invisible. Invisibility is one thing I write about in my book, The Physics of the Impossible. Yes, it is possible to make something invisible. We can't do it yet, but we can make things invisible under microwave radiation, not visible light. But the Pentagon is funding this research. So in the future, maybe we'll have time machines centuries before. No, maybe we'll have invisibility centuries before we have time travel. And so it means that maybe we are visited. Maybe there are people taking our picture, tourists from the future, but they are invisible, and that's why we can't see them. Well, there's yet another way to resolve this paradox, and that is if you could invent a time machine by creating a wormhole, it turns out that the wormhole would connect two points of the present. Therefore, even if you were to separate these two points, you cannot go backwards in time earlier than when you built the machine. That's another possibility, and that is that, yes, you can build time machines, but you cannot go earlier than the time at which you created the time machine. That objection has been raised by several physicists. In fact, several papers I've looked at have raised that possibility that maybe time travel is possible, but not to the distant future, only to the future when you built the time machine. That's another way to get around that fact. And yet there are other ways as well. But first, let's take a quick commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science and time travel on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on national radio with your question or comment about science. Well, before the break, we had a question, a very interesting one, about time travel. And it turns out that, yes, Einstein himself realized that general relativity allows for time travel under certain circumstances. First of all, if I have a spinning object, if the universe itself is spinning, or I have a gigantic cylinder that's spinning rapidly, a spinning pole, and if you were to go around the pole or around the universe, you would go backwards in time. Another class of time travel solutions are black holes. If you could go through a black hole and stabilize it with something called negative energy, then you can open a gateway to the past and keep it stable so that you're not going to get crushed by the wormhole. That is another classification of time travel. And then the question is, well, if time travel is allowed by Einstein, then why don't we have it? Why don't we have visitors from the future? Well, let me say a few things about visitors from the future, because there are paradoxes that you encounter. Now, the mother of all paradoxes, the greatest paradox of all, was given to us by science fiction writer Robert Heinlein. And let me summarize that logic. Many, many years ago, there was a young girl that was left as a baby on the doorstep of an orphanage. The nuns picked up the baby. They didn't know where she came from, what her name was, so they called her Jane. And poor Jane grew up without knowing who her mother was or who her father was. Well, when Jane became a teenager, she became a beautiful young woman, and she got a boyfriend. But it's a sad story. She gets pregnant, and her boyfriend disappears into the darkness, never to be seen again, and she's left pregnant at the hospital. Poor Jane doesn't know who her family is, left as an orphan. Now she's pregnant, no boyfriend. And it's even worse than that. The doctors at the hospital find out that Jane is a hermaphrodite. She has both sex organs. So she's bleeding and she has to be saved. So the doctors do an emergency operation and change Jane into Jim. Well, Jim wakes up with his huge headache, realizing, oh my God. First, she was an orphan, left as an orphan on an orphanage steps. and then got a boyfriend, but then he dumped her, and now she's abandoned, pregnant, and then that night, somebody steals her baby girl. What a disaster. Everything went wrong. Well, poor Jim grows up to be a barroom drunk. Anytime someone challenges him and says, "Who are you, Jim? Are you really Jane? Where'd you come from anyway? Who's your mother, your father?" Well, now poor Jim is once again dead drunk on the bottom of a bar, and a bartender comes up to him. And a friendly bartender says, Jim, wake up. I'm really a time traveler. Come into my machine, and we will unravel the mystery of who Jane/Jim really is." And so they go back into the past, and poor Jim is left somewhere in the past. He's dazed, doesn't know where he is. But then he meets this beautiful 17-year-old girl, and it's love at first sight. But it was not meant to be. They quarrel, and Jim stomps off into the darkness. But then he finds out that his girlfriend is pregnant. And Jim says to himself, "Oh my God, this happened to me when I was a young girl. I'm going to go back and make things right." So Jim goes back to the hospital, steals his own baby girl, goes back into the time machine, and then drops the baby girl off at an orphanage. And at the steps of an orphanage, the next day, the nuns find this baby girl. They don't know what to call her, so they call her Jane. And Jane grows up wondering, "Who is my mother? Who's my father?" Well, meanwhile, Jim says to himself, "You know, I can't be a barroom drunk all my life. I got to get my act together." So Jim decides to join the Time Travelers Corps. And he has many exploits in the annals of time. And now Jim is an old man. He's an old man now. And he says to himself, "I want one last mission in time. I'm going to go backwards in time and impersonate a bartender to meet a certain barroom drunk who just got into a fist fight because someone said, 'Who are you, Jane/Jim? Where'd you come from? Who is your mother, your father?'" Now, for 10 points, here's the question for you. Who is Jane's mother, father, brother, sister, and uncle? I'll give you the answer after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to be part of the fun. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that when you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and make that question, make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting call from a listener who asked about time travel and what happens if you meet someone from the future. Well, as I mentioned, perhaps the greatest of all paradoxes in time travel was given to us by Robert Heinlein in a short story. And in this short story, we start off with a young baby girl called Jane, grows up in an orphanage, not knowing who her parents are. And as a teenager, she meets a handsome stranger but gets pregnant, and she's abandoned. The baby girl is born at a hospital, but someone steals her baby girl. Well, poor Jane, she's left without a family, now without her baby daughter, but the doctors realize that she's dying. They have to change Jane into Jim, a sex change operation, and Jim becomes a barroom drunk who one day finally meets a bartender, a time traveler who says, "I will unravel the secret of Jane." They go backwards into the past, and Jim meets this beautiful teenage girl, and it's love at first sight, and he gets her pregnant, but he says to himself, "I got to take responsibility. I cannot let history repeat itself." So he kidnaps his own baby girl and goes backwards in time once again and drops off the baby girl at an orphanage where she becomes Jane. Now, here's the question. Who is Jane's mother, father, brother, sister, daughter, aunt, uncle? Jane is a family tree unto herself. Now, can you imagine a family get-together? A family get-together and they get into a food fight, and someone says, "You did this to me." "No, you did that to yourself." Think about it. Is that possible? Well, if time travel is possible, you can be your own mother, your own father, your own grandfather, your own granddaughter. You can be a family tree unto yourself. So, is that physically possible? Well, yes and no. You see, Stephen Hawking finally concluded that time travel is not possible because the machine would explode when you went into the time machine. Time machines are allowed under Einstein's equations, but quantum corrections build up. And they build up to the point where the machine explodes, therefore you cannot go backwards in time. Well, I've looked at that calculation by my colleague Stephen Hawking, and I realized I think he made a mistake. He made a mistake because in quantum mechanics, if you were to go backwards in time, the timeline splits in half. Because time is constantly splitting into a multiverse of quantum universes. Therefore, when you go backwards in time to meet Jane, you meet someone else who looks like Jane, but is not really your Jane. Genetically equivalent, has the same memories as Jane, but is Jane in a different timeline. Now, I saw the movie Back to the Future Part 2, and Doc Brown goes to the blackboard, and he draws a long parallel line, a long, long line, and says on the left is the past, on the right is the future, and here's the timeline. And then he drew a fork in the timeline, and he says that's what happens when you go backwards in time. The timeline splits, and a parallel universe opens up. So in other words, instead of having one universe with many copies of Jane, no, you have many universes. In each universe, there is its own copy of Jane. Now, this, of course, raises philosophical questions. It means, first of all, that if the multiverse theory is really possible, there exists another universe where you are not alive, or you turn out to be a serial killer. Or you turn out to be some kind of degenerate. Or you turn out to be the richest man in the world. Think about that. Waking up one day and finding out that you're in the wrong universe and that you are the richest man in the world or the deadliest serial killer of all time. I mean, you go berserk thinking about these things. And I, as a physicist, have to think about these things professionally because at the atomic level, that happens all the time. At the atomic level, yes, electrons are constantly splitting apart. And that's why we have television. That's why we have radio. That's why we have transistors. That's why we have lasers. The wonders of the modern age can all be traced back to electrons being more than one place at any given time. Now, if you get a headache thinking about these things, you're not the only one. I've been at conferences where Nobel Prize winners bump into each other and they argue about this. 50 years after Einstein and Bohr struggled with these questions, we're still struggling with these questions. And to me, the simplest way to get around all these paradoxes is to assume that the universe splits every time a quantum decision has to be made. There are no paradoxes in time travel. If you go backwards in time, you've entered another universe. Not your own past, somebody else's past. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Frank in Columbus, Ohio. And my question is about Jupiter. Is it possible that at some point in the far future, Jupiter could accrete enough mass to become a brown dwarf? Currently, it's only about 1% of the mass required for a brown dwarf, but possibly as the sun becomes a red giant and starts to shed off its outer layers, could it at
okay,
some point...
Well, let me answer that question really quick. The answer is no. In order to ignite to become a star, you have to satisfy what is called Lawson's criterion. And as you pointed out yourself, Jupiter is way too small to satisfy Lawson's criterion to create another star. So our sun will be alone in our solar system. We're not going to live in a double star system, even though science fiction writers love that idea. But once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And every week, you can be part of the cutting edge of science if you call 612-564-8135.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.